Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Matthew chapter 10, 32-37. Now great multitudes went with him. And he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Luke chapter 14 verse 25-27. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor them. John chapter 12 verse 25-26. This is really important. You have to know this. Let no one deceive himself. Jesus did not come to affirm your comfort, preserve your reputation, or protect your relationships. He came to divide, demand, and draw only those willing to lose everything for his sake. If you will not confess him before men, he will deny you before his Father. If you love your family, your comfort, or your life more than Jesus, you are not worthy of him. If you will not take up your cross and follow him to death, you cannot be his disciple. And if you love your life in this world, you will lose it. If you hate your life in this world, you will keep it unto life eternal. These are not suggestions. These are the dividing words of the Son of God. Choose now whom you will serve.